Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Michael Stollard is our guest, our good friend. The author of, co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out, the president of ePurpose Partners. Michael, tell us about your organization and how we can find you guys.
Yeah, you can go to our website, epluribuspartners.com, or you can just Google my name and the websites will come up. Michael Lee Stollard. Even if you're close in the spelling, you'll find it.
Stallard. We're talking about how to get our organizations, our people, aligned, get us aligned with them and them aligned with us as the management. One of the things I encouraged my audience for the whole month of December, Michael, was to do their best to get shed of any baggage from 2011 that was not going to be productive in 2012. To take 2012 into the new year, go into the new year with as little baggage as possible so that 2012 would have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And practices, management practices that are not effective, that are not efficient, that are maybe even disruptive, that's baggage that needs to be left behind too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, one of the exercises I love is just to periodically think about what do we start, what do we stop, what do we continue. Look at our activities.
Say that again. I know that sounds simple, Michael. But let's say that again. Think about this, folks. Go ahead, Michael. Say that. Those three again.
Yeah, really, to think about the activities, and it's great to do this in a group because the group will spot things that you don't see because you just can't be involved in everything. But how do we think about our activities, where we're investing our time, and what should we start doing that we're not doing? What should we stop doing that we're currently doing because it's not working? And what should we continue doing because there are signs that it is working?
What if every single thing that we do, delivery, accounting, answering the phone, waiting on customers, buying, whatever, pricing, marketing, whatever tasks that you're doing in our business, what if we did that one thing right there? What's not working? Should we do? How do we stop it? What do we continue to do? And go through them again. Give us three again. I think this is important.
Yeah, I think if you write down three words: start, stop, continue.
Yeah.
And that really summarizes them. What do we start doing that we're not doing? What do we stop doing that we are doing that we that it's not working? And what should we continue doing because there are signs that it is working?
Let me stick another thing in there, Michael, that I've been talking about for a long time. It's my outsourcing question that I think is a very powerful, and that is when you start identifying these areas. Some of them, maybe you need to stop doing them, but that doesn't mean that they need to stop being done. And that's when you say, must this be done in-house?
Right.
Ask that question of everything. Because see, that, Michael, that might be the answer you get. Somebody might say, yes, we have to stop doing this. But the reason you can't live with that as the owner or the manager is because you know that job still has to be done. And the person telling you that we got to stop doing it is not saying that it's the wrong thing to do. What they're saying is we're the wrong people to do it.
Right. Yeah, and there's a lot of areas like IT support, graphics, where you might be trying to do it in house with talent that isn't as high as you could get by renting
it. Right. Payroll, human resources, things like that. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, go ahead. Keep going.
So, doing the start, stop, continue, we talked about coming up with the top five goals and explaining why each is important, how you're going to get there over the year, asking people to share what's right, what's wrong, what's missing, thinking about that on their own, and then coming back together in small groups and sharing their thoughts and getting the small groups to come up with recommendations. that they share in a larger group. And then you capture all that information and consider it, and then you come back to them and say, okay, I've really considered it. Here's what I believe should be the top five goals and our action plans, taking into effect what the leader heard. And then everybody really goes out and executes. And a way to keep people focused is to have what I call weekly W3 meetings.
Hmm.
And W3 just stands for what, when, who. And you
All right.
get your direct reports to say, okay, you know, keeping in mind the top five goals, what do we have to do, when does it have to be done, and who's going to do it? And, you know, having those practices on it, when you start to get in a rhythm where you're doing that every week, the W3 meetings, they don't have to be long if people come prepared, but it really keeps everybody on the same page.
Should there also be a fourth step, and I don't know what the letter would be, but you said what, when, and who, but also who's going to be accountable. In other words, I don't mean, obviously you say who's going to do it, but at some point in time, somebody needs to report back and say, okay, this is what happened. How do we reconcile all that activity? That's important too, isn't it?
Well, what I like to do is have people come to the meeting with the W3s on paper, and then collect them as a leader,
mm-hmm.
and just say, okay, what happened to that? You know, I'm looking at your W3 from a couple weeks ago. Whatever happened to that?
Does it work? Does it work if it's every 2 weeks or even once a month? Could it work that way? If it's not once a week,
it could. Yeah, it just depends on. I think
it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get small business owners to meet every week.
It depends.
but you got to be faithful to this, folks. You got to be faithful to it. Yeah, be faithful.
Yeah, you do that, you know, you really get alignment, and everybody stays in the loop.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when people feel that they can say what they need to say when you ask, "How do we fix this?" They got to be able to say, "Well, boss, I know you love this, but we're not doing this right. We got to quit doing it." Quick break. 10 till. Right back with Michael Stollard. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.